Tired of all those dreary vacations in Mazatlan? Want to avoid the crowds at the Antarctic beaches this year? Do the resorts on Ganymede seem less exotic than they used to? You need a change. Give us a call here at Astral Travel for out-of-body vacations to times and places where no one else can possibly go at a more than reasonable cost. We'll mind your body. Security is assured. You just go wherever it is you go on these trips. Enjoy yourself. Astral Travel will be there when you return to reacquaint you. Out-of-body vacations that you'll remember for several lifetimes. Out-of-body vacations available only at Astral Travel.
And now, another episode from the personal journal of Vincent Washburn, the New Age detective. This week, penalty for early death.
It was autumn, and I was glad. I look good in fall colors. The early morning sun streamed in through the window of my second-story office, making the natural hardwood floor the color of a field of wheat with all the bran and fiber still in it. My name is Vince Washburn, and I'm a personal investigator. I'd finished my morning stretching exercises and low-impact aerobics. I'd meditated, showered, and was starting in on a large orange juice in an earthenware mug when...
There's a Miss Upton here to see you, Mr. Washburn.
Thank you, Sheridan. Send her in.
Yes, Mr. Washburn.
I slipped my fresh box of Hershey bars into the drawer of my Danish design desk. It won't do to let clients see any sign of weakness you don't want them to see. I slipped a sport coat on over my sweatshirt as the woman came in.
Ms. Adele Upton, this is Vincent Washburn.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Washburn.
Take a balance chair, Ms. Upton, and please, call me Vince. Everyone does. I looked her over slowly. She was pert. She had on turquoise sweatpants and a sweatshirt with the collar ripped out to show the white tank top underneath. There were even matching turquoise laces in her Reeboks. I just knew she had a pair of Nikes at home with laces that matched her other set of sweats. Probably pink. And the look on her face told me she needed my help.
They're Nikes with red laces, Vince. And I need your help.
Uh-oh. 2 out of 3 isn't good enough in my business. Can I get you some herb tea?
Yes, thank you.
Are you any relation to Thomas Upton, the famous New Age entrepreneur and psychic who died yesterday?
Yes, he was my grandfather.
I'm sorry. How can I help you?
I believe that my grandfather was murdered and that something was stolen from our house at the same time. I want you to prove it was murder and find the stolen objects.
But the papers didn't say anything about a burglary in connection with the death.
No, I couldn't tell the police about it. It might get into the media.
What exactly was stolen, Miss Upton?
My mantra.
Of course. It wouldn't do to have one's personal secret meditation chant plastered all over the wall behind the anchor man's head. Is that all?
No. The police wouldn't take to looking for intangibles, and a mantra isn't something you can touch, like charisma or a credit rating.
No, I mean, is that all that was taken?
Oh, I see. No, there were 2 other things missing from the safe. My Leo Kottke model acoustic air guitar, and the taped records of my recent past life therapy sessions.
An acoustic air guitar could be fenced to an unscrupulous collector. But why would a burglar take the other items?
Well, there are also several valuable psychic crystals and runestones in the safe, and he didn't take those.
Why do you say he, Ms. Upton?
Well, because statistically men commit more...
Never mind. It sounds like the burglar either knew what he was looking for or didn't know what he'd found. I will take your case, Miss Upton. My fee is $300 a day plus expenses. I will accept up to 1/3 in barter or services. Is that acceptable?
Yes, but at those prices, you'd better start calling me Adele.
I'd like to look over the premises, Adele. May I come out to your house this afternoon?
Of course. I'll be back from my Nautilus workout about 2 o'clock. It's the old frame house on Windham Hill. Do you know it?
Yes, I'll see you around 2 then. And thank you for sharing. This looked like a case with some interesting twists. I put on one of my Akashic records and flicked the switch to my right brain for some intuitive meditation. The old frame house was an old frame house in four-door reconstruction style. I parked my BMW in the Mobius driveway and walked up to the door. Adele answered it and led me into the study on the first floor.
Vincent Washburn, I want you to meet my spiritual advisor, Akila.
Akila? Why, Harriet Garfield Grand! What a coincidence!
There's no such thing as coincidence, Vince. You know that.
You know each other, I take it?
Yes, we've worked together before.
How long has it been, Vince? 6 months?
More like 5 years, Harriet.
Really? Goodness, time certainly flies when you're out of body as much as I am.
What are you doing here, Harriet?
Please, Vince, Akila is a name more suited to what my life is now.
Of course, Akila.
Adele asked me here to see if I could pick up anything useful. Just the facts, you see.
Good, we can use the help. I think I'll just look around for my particular kind of clues, though. Okay? So your grandfather was found here in this wing chair, Adele. There's no sign of forced entry to the room or the safe here behind this mandala. Is that right?
That's amazing. You deduced all that in just a minute of cursory observation?
Oh, no, I read all that in the paper this morning after you left my office. Can you open the safe for me, Adele?
Oh, of course. Here.
Electronic. Does anyone else know the combination to your safe?
Only my attorney, Bernie. But he's been in Geneva for the past week.
You're sure of that?
Well, yes, we talked via satellite link yesterday morning. I set up the link myself, so I know it couldn't have been faked.
And no one else knows the combination?
No one.
There is one other.
What? Who said that?
Said what?
A ghostly voice just said,
"There is one other."
Ghostly? Ah, it must have been Jacques.
Who the hell is Jacques?
I am a channeler for a 17th century French explorer. You've heard of Jacques Frontage? A lot of roads were named after him.
Really? Well, what did he mean? One other what?
I don't know. He talks through me, but he never tells me anything.
Perhaps he was answering your question about the safe combination, but I don't see how that could be. Grandfather and Bernie would never tell anyone, and they've been the only ones who knew it since the man who installed it died, and that was in 1919.
Now, let's not get carried away in wild speculation. I'm not convinced of that satellite link yet either. For now, let's keep looking. Let's see, what's in the safe now? Stocks, bonds, runestones, crystals. What's this envelope with your name on it, Adele? It's from the School of Meditation. Isn't this the way the mini Rishi usually delivers the mantras he divines for his students?
Oh, yes, it is. Let me see. There's a mantra written here, all right, but it isn't mine.
Oh, Adele, here, take my hand.
Could it have been your grandfather's?
No, he was a psychic, not a Zen. He didn't practice that kind of meditation.
Adele, what makes you think your grandfather was murdered? The police report stated there was no evidence of foul play at all. No marks, nothing.
It's just something I know. I can't explain it. I'm not at all linear, but I am in touch.
I have just one other question, Adele. Who was the last person to see your grandfather alive?
I suppose it was Arthur Bedford. He's one of Grandfather's students. His usual appointment for past life therapy was last night. He left here about 9 o'clock, I think.
All right. And the time of death was fixed at about 11 o'clock. I think I'll go have a talk with Arthur Bedford. You just nurture yourself, Adele. I found Arthur Bedford at his townhouse in Kenwood. The phone book listed him in a much seedier part of town. I found him through a friend who works at Motor Vehicle. Apparently, Arthur Bedford had bought a new Volvo recently, as well as moved uptown.
Yes?
Pardon me, are you Arthur Bedford?
Well, who wants to know?
Oh, I'm sorry. How rude of me. My name is Vince Washburn, and I'm a personal investigator. I'm inquiring about the death of Thomas Upton. May I come in?
Well, I guess so, but I can't tell you much about that. He was still alive when my session was over last night, and I came right home.
I just need to ask a few questions. It seems some things were missing from the room where he died. I thought perhaps you had seen him use them.
We never use apparatus. Most of the time we're together, we are both in a trance state, and my class only lasted an hour. Usually it goes on longer, but Mr. Upton said he had some other work to finish, so I left a little after 9 o'clock.
His condo was not unusual. Japanese stereo, 2 video decks, Macintosh 2E. Upper bedroom with a balcony that overlooks the fireplace. But there was something wrong about this place. It just felt wrong. And what were you studying with Mr. Upton?
Past life therapy.
And how long have you been meeting for these sessions?
I'm not sure. This kind of work is not linear, so we never considered the element of forward time. Only time in the past was significant.
I see. Were you making any progress?
Oh, yes, Mr. Washburn. I really feel that my studies in Eastern philosophies and Zen meditation have given me a competitive edge.
Yes, you do seem to be doing quite well for yourself. What do you do, if I may ask?
I'm in the stock market right now, yes. I seem to have a knack for it. Say, what are these things that you said are missing from Mr. Upton's safe?
Oh, yes. Mr. Upton's granddaughter is missing some tapes and an acoustic air guitar. You don't happen to play an instrument, do you, Mr. Bedford?
No. Are you trying to pin something on me?
Not at all, Mr. Bedford. No one has accused you of anything. Easy does it. I think your endorphins need replenishing.
Perhaps you're right. Maybe I'm getting stressed out. I suppose it couldn't hurt to take a spin in the jacuzzi and relax a while. Will you join me?
Oh, no, thank you. They make me dizzy. Besides, I have a couple errands to run. I'll call you if I have any more questions.
Yes, do that. I'm glad to help you all I can, of course.
Goodbye, Mr. Bedford.
Thanks, I will. Goodbye.
I hadn't had an errand when I arrived at Bedford's place, but I sure did now. And I knew what was wrong about that condo, too. No plants and no cats. Now all I wanted was to talk to Akila.
Oh, what a stupid book.
What's wrong with it?
I can't believe any of the characters at all. There are several little subplots that never get finished, and there are just too many coincidences.
Sounds like you need some disbelief suspenders.
Some what?
Gallus disbelief suspenders. Try them on and you won't be bothered by inconsistencies again.
No, this is science fiction, and even the science is really bad.
Gallus ignores all physical laws, adds depth to one-dimensional concepts and characters, and they'll even hide the wires.
Gallus disbelief suspenders come in rainbow and rose-colored, both with silver linings. One size fits all.
You know, yesterday this government scandal in the newspaper seemed so outrageous and unbelievable. But today I know that it's just the way politics works.
I know what you mean. Those Gallus disbelief suspenders work with anything you read, even reality.
Gallus disbelief suspenders. Don't be troubled by nagging inconsistencies anymore. From the folks who brought you reality checks.
And now, back to Penalty for Early Death with Vince Washburn, the New Age Detective.
Vince, will you quit shushing me and tell me why you woke me at 3 a.m, dragged me down to the study, and shut us up in this dark closet?
You hired me to do a job. I'm doing it.
So you won't talk, eh?
Well, I was trying not to. We're here because I've laid the bait, and here's where we set the hook.
Oh, please. No fishing metaphors at 3 a.m. I'll be sick.
Don't do that.
Oh, sorry, Adele. Didn't he tell you I was here? Naughty Vincent.
Please, do try to keep it down. You see, Akilah and I have just spent the last 2 days doing some heavy research on this caper.
Wait a minute. How can you have done 2 days of research on something that just happened yesterday?
It's really amazing how much you can accomplish during commercials.
I'm really getting confused. What was all that about?
Shh, quiet. I think the mouse is about to go for the Gouda. Surprise!
Yeah!
Mr. Bedford, I'm so pleased you could join us. Adele, will you get the lights, please?
Oh, what's this all about?
We're trying to solve a crime. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm,
Never mind. We'll figure it all out in time. Will you sit here by the fireplace? And, Akilah, you can take the chair there by the desk.
Okay. Shall I get started?
Yes, please do.
Vince, is he the one who...
That's what we're here to find out, Adele. Now, well, Adele, will you sit there by the stereo cabinet? Yes. That's good. Now, this is the room where Thomas Upton died, and allegedly several items were stolen. I plan to show that nothing was actually taken from this room, and that Thomas Upton was murdered.
Hey, you can't do this. You ain't got nothing on me.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, Mr. Bedford. It gives such an air of authenticity to the proceedings, don't you think? And of course, the one who says that is invariably the guilty party. Oh, this is going to be such fun for all 5 of us.
5? Is there someone still in the closet?
Oh, allow me to introduce myself. I am Jacques Frontage.
Who said that?
Akilah has a most amazing talent. She's a channeler for a person on another plane of existence. He is going to assist us. You see, Mr. Bedford, you were wrong. We have a lot on you.
Let me handle this, Vince.
No, put that down and tell us what's up, Jacques.
You have been a very busy man, Mr. Bedford. It seems that in the course of your past life therapy sessions, you have been using that other life to manipulate the stock market. That's how you have managed to afford a new townhouse, a new car, and a 2-year subscription to the Utney Reader.
You did not want it known that you were doing this, of course, so you had to take the tapes of Adele's therapy sessions because in her past life, she was the upstairs maid who refused your unwelcome advances.
That was you, you sleazeball!
And she might have given you away if she'd listened carefully enough to her own past life. You used your therapy session to remove those tapes from the safe, and you gave yourself away because you knew things had been taken from the safe. And I'd not said that before. You pretended to be in a trance while Thomas Upton was really in one.
And you knew the combination to the safe because your last past life was the man who installed that safe in the first place.
So you took my mantra and my air guitar?
No, Adele. He came to get the tapes. He opened the safe and he took out the acoustic air guitar, but he didn't want that, so he just set it aside here by the stereo cabinet. It's invisible, you see. It never left the room. I only found it myself because I was looking for it.
The tapes he took from the safe, too, but he didn't want to be caught with them. So he just turned over the label inside each cassette case, wrote some new contents on them, and put them here in the tape rack by the stereo. By the time you discovered they weren't actually Lester Flatt Plays Vangelis, he'd be too rich to care anymore.
And what about my mantra?
I don't think he did anything with that directly.
It appears that his alterations of the past made tiny variations in the future, causing the Minirishi to give you a different mantra in you the envelope.
So it actually is your mantra, still here in the safe where it belongs.
So nothing was stolen?
See, I said you got nothing on me.
Au contraire, we still have murder. You've been through the safe, but you still weren't sure of Mr. Upton. So, to cover yourself, you gave him a post-hypnotic suggestion to die.
Oh, come on, Dick. You can't make anybody do something under hypnosis that he wouldn't do under normal circumstances.
That's true. But he would have died normally. We all do. You just told him to do it early. He came out of his trance after you left the house, and he did what you told him to do. He died.
You can't pin that on me.
Oh, sure I can. I just open the little clip on the back here and then slide this part through your shirt front and then... Oh, hey, come on. Let go of me, you.
You think you're so clever, but you didn't even think to search me. You were so polite, so sure of yourself. You didn't even check to see if I had a gun. Well, this one's going to get me out of here. Besides, nobody will believe that stupid story of yours.
Nobody has to believe it but a jury, and I think I can convince them. If it is true.
Sure, it's true. But you'll never tell anybody.
That's all I needed to hear, Bedford. You're under arrest.
What the?
Good kick, Akilah. I've got the gun.
A woman has to be ready when her chance comes, you know.
Adele, I'd like you to meet Lieutenant Emerson Lake of the MPD.
You mean he was in the closet, too?
You know, there's an amazing amount of storage space in this old house. That was a great move, Akilah. Karate kicking his gun hand like that. Thanks.
If he hadn't turned to see where the lieutenant was, I'd have hit him where it would really have done some good.
Well, it saved us a chase scene and brought us in under the second commercial, just like I'd planned.
There's still one thing that bothers me, Akilah. Why could Jacques, who died in 1706, speak such fluent and colloquial English?
Sacre bleu, Adele. I've been on this alternate plane of existence for almost 300 years. I've got to have something to do with all that time. I also speak Esperanto without an accent, and I'm a whiz at needlepoint.
Oh, good. Then you can point the way to an all-night vegetarian restaurant, Jacques. I'm starved.
Ah.
Vince Washburn, New Age Detective, was written and produced especially for radio by Jerry Stearns. Players in tonight's broadcast are Jerry Stearns, David E. Rome, Cara Dulkey, Brian Wesley, Jerry Majeski, Ed Eastman, Beth Eastman, Jane Yolen, John Houghton, Val Lease, John Singer, and Barry B. Longyear.